Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshios Matos Masei Tovshin Pei Aleph. A few nights ago, I was sitting and waiting for Maariv to begin, and a friend of mine, who happens to be the guy by Tzedakah in the neighborhood, said that he heard from Yerushalmi that today's times are very different than yesteryear. Years ago, in the homes of the Yerushalmim, came the 3 weeks, a certain palpable mourning, a certain sadness, a certain seriousness, a lack of smiling that permeated the home. And nowadays, in the typical home in Yerushalayim, often, I don't mean motzi laz in everybody, but many families, what's the feeling, what's going on in the home? So everybody's trying to figure out where they're going after Tisha B'Av for vacation. And again, I don't want to be motzi laz, I'm sure there are families that are mamish feeling the sadness and feeling the zman of avelos. But each one of us has to look at ourselves. Lev yoder maris nafsho. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, and Shlomo Melech said that a person knows himself. A person has to know himself. It's brought down in Halacha this past week in Yuma, in terms of if doctors say that a gentleman or a woman or anybody, if somebody feels that they don't need, if somebody feels that they need to eat on Yom Kippur, even if a doctor says that you can eat on Yom Kippur, lev yoder maris nafsho. A person knows himself. And when it comes to this pasuk, it's often quoted in terms of a person knows what he needs to work on. And certainly as a community, as Klal Yisrael, we're very comfortable bli ayin hara in today's times, although now slowly but surely we're feeling less comfortable. We went through a year and a half with the corona, of course, medically, and now anti-Semitically, and now basic things like going to Meiron and living in a building in Miami, or going to a tish on bleachers, nothing can be taken for granted. If the last year and a half can't influence and impact our 9 days to be more intense and more serious and more genuine, then that's not a good thing. I don't want to say anything more than that, but it's something that, to have a 9 days period where we can reflect on what's wrong with our individual Avodas Hashem, what's wrong with our communal Avodas Hashem. Now, we know the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened for a number of different reasons, whether it's Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, the big three, Gilui Raos, Shfichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Just in terms of Gilui Raos, of course, promiscuity, everybody knows where they can work on in terms of the level of Tznius and Kedusha. When it comes to Ritzicha, of course, nobody's killing anybody, but I often say over what Rav Steinman said when a big Rav was murdered, and he said, L'maisa, we know that embarrassing somebody is like killing somebody. Somebody who makes his friend's face white. It's as if he spilled blood. Said Rav Steinman Zatzal that if we're careless and we're lax about embarrassing people in public, that's a mini ritzicha. Real ritzicha is only a short step after that. Person has to work on and think about if he's embarrassing people. Avodah Zarah, who are we worshipping? Are we worshipping Western culture? Are we worshipping ourselves? The person has to take all these things into account. So Beruch Ubatar Chila is another reason given for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They didn't honor, they didn't value the Torah learning, they didn't make Beruch Star beforehand. And of course, Sinas Chinam Ben Onu L'Chaver, there's so many reasons given for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they're still obviously quite relevant today because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Lev yoder maris nafsho. A person has to think about these reasons for the Churban Beis HaMikdash and try to figure out where he can work on them. Is he talking nicely to people? Does he have hatred in his heart? Is he not giving enough value to Torah? Is he involved in Gilui Raos, Shfichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah in a certain unique way? The next 9 days need to be a time of introspection, intense introspection, because we've suffered enough the last year and a half, Klal Yisrael as a whole. We need the Geula. And again, the Geula that we yearn for, I've heard many of times, is not because, oh, life's too painful, therefore Hashem, please send Mashiach, please send the Geula. That's not necessarily the best way of thinking about it. The way to think about it is that there's a tremendous lack of Kavod Shemayim. Obviously, the Jewish people are mocked in so many venues and so many environments nowadays. In America, the situation in America has never been this way. And hopefully it won't get worse and only get better. But Lamaisa, we're in Golos, and certainly in Eretz Yisrael, we're in tremendous Golos here. We have a government that doesn't care about Torah and Mitzvos. We're certainly in Golos here. But there has to be an overhaul of our perspective, realizing, and again, obviously our times are very comfortable. We're very used to being very comfortable. But we have to try, within the comfort, try to the best of our ability to realize that we're missing something great. I heard a number of months ago from Rabbi Blavatsky, the Mussel, that can you imagine if the sun disappeared and there was no problem because everybody functioned the same way with electricity. And many generations later, there was still some people alive that were alive when the sun was around. And they were trying to explain to somebody what the sun meant. And what? Who needs the sun? How can you explain to somebody who never experienced the sun how much you need the sun? He said that, l'havdil, elf alfei hevdalos, is like explaining what it means that we need the Beis HaMikdash. The light of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, of course, we're serving Hashem in our times without the Beis HaMikdash. But it's incomparable to the avoda that and the feeling that once was when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I just want to share with you something I saw from Malach Biederman this morning. He quotes the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radomsker, on one of the last psukim in this week's parasha. The pasuk tells us, "V'osisov nachum b'matzal l'mata acher." An inheritance shall not be redirected from a tribe to another tribe. What does that tell us? That there's no changing. The Kedusha of the Eretz Yisrael has to stick with each family and it can't be transferred. Says the Radomsker, I'll read it to you inside. Merames al Milas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Yishalayim. Ki hei tzorach kol ishla shtoke b'chol levavo ali Eretz Yisrael v'kedushasa. A person has to be intense and connected to his Kedusha and to Eretz Yisrael. It can't be transferred. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sha'alu Shalom Yishalayim. Ask about, seek out the peace of Yishalayim. That's what a person has to yearn for, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Tzion Dorish Ein Lo, but what happened at the Churban Beis HaMikdash? There was nobody seeking out Yerushalayim. What do we see from here? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Miklad Dabai Derisha. We need to seek out Yerushalayim. And I'm not saying everybody should make Aliyah, but there should be a hole in our heart. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, not in our hands. And even though, of course, we have a lot going on in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we still have surrounded by enemies who give us problems. We also have internal enemies that don't have proper care and proper understanding of Torah and mitzvos. He continues, Ki kibida ha-Torah shalot tisam nachal mimatzal mimata achar afabi shakum yubayis shiv zeka. You can't, Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Don, they can't switch things around to each other, even though they all had Kedusha. I don't understand. Uma achiluk bein zeh lezeh afapichin hikbida Torah lezeh. Even though there's no real difference between the Shvatim, you can't transfer it. It's destined for you. That piece of Eretz Yisrael is yours and can't be given to anybody else. Mikol shekim bizman hazeh asher b'avonoseinu harabim kol eretz hakadosha hitachaz yad hashmeilim yivlu azarim yeshua. This is in times of the Radomsker where we didn't have Eretz Yisrael, but even now we have Eretz Yisrael. It's not in the hands of Torah. Hashem, why is it that Eretz Yisrael, which is not supposed to be transferred from one Shevet to another, is now in the hands of some parts of it in Goyim, or people that don't have proper care and concern for Torah and Mitzvahs? And the redemption continues. If we would have the drive that Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash should be in proper control of the Torah, people who care about the Torah and mitzvahs, it would be rebuilt right away. The Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt right away. As it says, we say in Ritzei every day, Dvir Beisecha, El Dvir Beisecha, Loshen Dvir, Tzecharech Levakesh, Hashem Yisroch Alav Lihi Bonus Mehera. We need to Mevakesh, Hashem, Uvnei Beis Kvat Chilo, Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu. The Dvir Beisecha, the Lashon of Dibur, we have to seek it out. We call him as Abel Churban Yerushalayim Zocha V'Ro B'Nechem Asa. A person has to know the more we seek out Yerushalayim, the more of a role we'll play in its rebuilding and its comfort. Now is the time to connect the dots and realize that all the suffering, all the pain that we've endured throughout all generations since the Churban Beis HaMikdash and certainly the last year and a half, we can make a change, each one of us. Now, we're not going to change the world. We're not going to change our communities, but at least we can change ourselves. And I saw a very important mashal, and in terms of seeking out Mashiach and the Gula, that knew two things that Ramayach Biederman quotes. Number one, the Brisker Rav wasn't so eager to become the Rav in Brisk. And when he found out that there were 25,000 people that were waiting for him, he said, I'm going to go. When the Chofetz Chaim heard this, he cried, and he said, I don't understand. If the Brisker Rav, I'm sorry, not the Brisker Rav, the Beis HaLevi, couldn't say no to 25,000 Jews who wanted him to become the Rav, Mashiach also can't say no to tens of thousands of Jews say that he has to come. But we have to really want him to come. We want it not because We want life to be more pleasant, more comfortable, because we want Kavod Shemayim to permeate the world. And there's a story of Moshe that said over that a city hired somebody who was so excited about Mashiach that he hired a guard to find out when Mashiach would come. And in the middle of the night, a man was approached. He said, "Oh, Mashiach's here, Mashiach's here." And it turned out it wasn't Mashiach, it was a Mashulach. So the Mashulach said, "You know what? You seem to be very good. You get people going. You seem to have a good connection with people. Can I hire you to come take me around the city?" And the man said, "I'm sorry, because if I take you around the city, that's a temporary job. But being the guard waiting for Mashiach, that's a more permanent job, because Mashiach ain't not coming anytime soon. Rabosai, we live in Western civilization. We live amongst the Goyim. We are so entrenched in non-Torah culture. We have to try to take these 9 days to realize we're missing out on the real life. We're missing out on Kavod Shemayim. We're missing out on the Beis Hamikdash. We're missing out from Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. And everything, and the way to try to feel it, the way Hashem is trying to send his messages, in my opinion, is to go through all these things that we think are vadais. Vadai, you can go to Meiron. Vadai, you can live in a building. Vadai, you can walk the streets and not be spit at, and so on and so forth. We have to remember, we're still in Golos. And not only because we want the pain to go away. That's, of course, Hashem's way of reminding us. Right? If we don't make Kiddush, the Goyim make Havdalah on us. We have to Mekaddish ourselves. We have to realize and think there's something wrong in our individual Avodah Hashem, whether it's Gilraya, Shechutam, Avodah Zara, Shalom Berach, Batorah, Tchila, Sinas Chinam. We all have these 9 days to try to focus and try to change ourselves to be a reason, not why the Geulah's still, not that it shouldn't be that we're still in Golos because of us. Rather, we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a reason to bring the Geulah Shleimah of Meher. Have a great Shabbos.